Well, I think there's a lot of pressure, certainly, on Congress from people all over the country who've been calling for these impeachment proceedings to treat it with the urgency that it requires. We actually, on September 12th, before this scandal came to light, we issued a letter to the House Judiciary Committee, statement to the House Judiciary Committee, which was joined by Credo Action, by the people and others, allies in the field, stating that the House Judiciary Committee needed to complete its impeachment inquiry by November 1, vote out articles of impeachment by that date, and by November 15th, take it to the floor of the House of Representatives. And the reason why we set forward that timetable, again, prior to this Ukraine scandal emerging, is because we did not want to see Congress try to run out the clock on impeachment or drag its feet. And further, we're going into an election cycle. We're already in it, obviously, but the Iowa caucuses will begin in early February. And once that process really begins, there will be many who start to say, well, let's just impeach him at the ballot. And we know there is no such thing as impeachment at the ballot. Impeachment is a remedy designed to address a constitutional crisis like the one we face today. And this president, in the Oval Office, remaining unchecked, is a threat to our republic. And that's why we have to proceed expeditiously. But I will also say on the scope question that if we do not expand the scope, we will be setting a very dangerous precedent for future administrations, that all the other impeachable conduct this president has committed is okay, but this one, this particular conduct, which certainly is a gross abuse of power as well, is not. And that's a very dangerous precedent.